AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Donald Trump's administration is setting to ramp up pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro by designating the Cartel de los Soles as a foreign terrorist organization. European officials welcome progress in talks on the United States' proposal to end the Russia-Ukraine war. In remarks to an international summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says talks continue on a proposal to end the war.
We are at a critical moment, and we are working closely with the United States, with European partners, with many, many others to define steps that can end Russia's war against us, against Ukraine, and bring real security.
Speaking to reporters, Lithuanian Foreign Minister Kęstutis Budyrys says accountability for actions of aggression shouldn't be overlooked.
If we put the theft of territory into any agreement, this is the betrayal of international law. And no one can trust in the future that aggression won't be repeated at the same, very same place or in any other direction, be it other smaller countries that are in the neighborhood of Russia. So fundamentals, first of all, whether they are protected or not. The second big part is accountability. From what I read, when I see the word amnesty to the war crimes, this hits the red lamp into many heads, and mine too.
In an AP interview, AAA spokesperson Ayixa Diaz says about 6 million people are expected to fly during the Thanksgiving travel period, with some days busier than others.
That Tuesday and Wednesday are notorious for being crowded at the airports, as well as the Sunday coming back. We are advising give yourself extra time. We sound like a broken record, but especially this year, we're expecting that people need to arrive at least 2 hours before a domestic flight.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street at the start of a holiday-shortened week. The S&P 500 climbed 0.8% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 45 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.7%. Hopes were building that the Federal Reserve will wind up making another cut to its benchmark interest rate next month. Alphabet jumped 5.6%. Google's parent company was getting praise for its latest AI model. U.S. shares of Danish drug maker Novo Nordisk sank almost 8%. The company said its Alzheimer's drug failed to slow progression of the disease in a trial. Seth Soutel, New York.
Oregon returned to the top five of the Associated Press Top 25 College Football Poll. Five Atlantic Coast Conference teams were ranked for the second time this season, and Georgia Tech took the biggest fall after its second loss in three games. I'm Haya Panjwani.